Gods by Terry Pratchett, dramatised for radio by Robin Brooks, with Carl Prekop as Brother and Patrick Barlow as the great god Om.
Our story takes place on the Discworld and has begun in the Holy Citadel, where novice priest Brother has encountered the great god Om, inexplicably wandering the temple gardens in the form of a small, confused tortoise. Novice Brother has also been selected by Deacon Vorbis to go on a secret mission to the infidel city of Ephebi. So the great god Om is going with him in a little wicker basket.
Is your basket comfortable?
I'm going to rattle around in here like a pea in a pot.
I could put some more straw in. I put some cabbage leaves in. I stole them from the kitchen. But then I thought, it can't be stealing if I'm doing it for you.
Whatever.
Oh, it's a bit chilly, isn't it? Dawn soon. Then I suppose we'll set off. Yeah, those camels look a bit grumpy. Oh, look. Over there. There's another expedition getting ready to leave. That's a coincidence. I wonder where they're going. Good morning, brother.
Bugger off.
The prophet Abyss says, woe unto he who defiles his mouth with curses, for his words will be as dust. Chapter 25, verse 6.
Does he? Well, he can bugger off too.
You're a member of the Divine Legion, I think. Why aren't you wearing a uniform? And where are you going with all those camels?
Probably to hell, just behind you.
According to the word of the prophet Ishkabal, a man needs no camel to ride to hell, yea, nor horse, nor mule. A man may ride to hell on his own tongue.
Does any old prophet say anything about nosy bastards being given a thump alongside the ear?
Woe unto him who raises his hand unto his brother, dealing with him as unto an infidel. That's Ossory, Precepts 9, verse 16.
Sod off and forget you ever saw us. Otherwise, you're going to be in real trouble, my friend. That's Sergeant Acta, chapter 1, verse 1.
I'd do as he says, if I were you.
Well, I hope your journey's a pleasant one, Sergeant. Whatever the destination.
That's it. Back away politely.
That man will have to spend some time in the hells of correction, if I'm any judge. Ah, I see our party's grown a bit.
What are you doing here, novice?
I'm going to a Phoebe.
You? You're not even ordained. What makes you think you're going?
Because I told him so.
Lord Vorbis.
And now he will require a steed.
Yes, my Lord Vorbis, the very best stallion.
My friend Brother is a humble man before Om. See, he holds a simple basket for his belongings. He would ask for no more than a mule, I have no doubt.
A mule?
Brother?
I don't know how to ride, Lord.
Any man can get on a mule, often many times in a short distance. How many miles have we travelled, brother?
4 miles and 7 estado, Lord.
How do you know?
I just do, Lord.
And how long has our journey taken?
A little over 79 minutes.
Is it not strange, this ability to remember everything?
I don't understand how everyone else forgets.
Did your fathers have this remarkable facility?
There was only my grandmother. Here come the rest of the soldiers.
What?
That cloud of dust behind us. Sergeant Akhtar on 98 camels with 402 water bottles. Oh, look. They're turning off into the desert. Why are they doing that?
You did not see them. They are not coming with us. You will forget about them.
Yes, Lord. How do I...
Just forget.
Yes, Lord. Om. Om. Are you all right? Are you in there?
What is the matter, friend brother? Something ails you?
I remembered about the god.
Ah, we should always remember the god and trust that he is with us on our journey.
Oh, he is. He is.
Your conviction is a beautiful thing to behold, friend brother. And we must bear with us the certainty that he will be with us in Ephebi among the infidel.
I'm sure he will.
And prepare ourselves for the coming of the prophet. The time of the 8th prophet is nigh.
Look, brother, the sea. Our trireme waits.
I've never seen the sea.
It washes unholy shores. It gives rise to dangerous ideas. Men should not travel. At the center, there is the truth. As you travel, so error creeps in.
Yes, Lord.
In Osiris' day, we sailed alone in boats of hide and went where the winds of God took us.
Didn't Osiri once sail to the island of Erebos on a millstone?
Nothing is impossible for the strong in faith.
Try striking a match on jelly.
Come forward, we will embark.
Who's that bugger? How long have I been asleep?
Lord Vorbis, I can't talk now.
Where are we? It's as hot as hell in here, and I should know. This cabbage sticks like a swamp.
I'll let you out when we're on the boat thingy. You can come out now.
Where are we?
I found a place near the pointed end. Everyone's busy.
Where's that Lord Vorbis?
In his cabin.
Somebody needs to push him overboard.
You can't be truly Om. The god would not talk like that about his chosen ones.
I never chose anyone. They chose themselves.
If you're really Om, stop being a tortoise.
You think I haven't tried?
Maybe you're just a tortoise who thinks he's a god.
I'd intended to be a big white bull.
Trampling the infidel.
Well, not my basic intention, but no doubt some trampling could have been arranged. 3 years later, I wake up and it turns out I've been a tortoise.
Where do gods come from? Where do they go? Some attempt to answer this was made by the religious philosopher Kumi of Smale. His theory was that gods come into being and grow and flourish because they are believed in. Belief itself is the food of the gods. Any god could start small, any god could grow in stature as its believers increased and dwindle as they decreased. It was like a great big game of snakes and ladders. When the Omnian Church found out about Kumi, they displayed him in every town within the church's empire to demonstrate the essential flaws in his argument. There were a lot of towns, so they had to cut him up quite small.
Enter. Yes, brother.
The captain sent me to fetch you, Lord. Something shining on the coast in the desert.
Good. The captain has a mirror, a forbidden device, but he is vain. You will ask to borrow it. Stand in the sun and move the mirror so that it shines towards the desert. Do you understand?
No, Lord.
Good. Come back and tell me what you see.
Yes, Lord.
The small gods chitter and whir in the wilderness. They swarm in the darkness, trying to be heard amongst countless others, driven by lust for one thing, belief. Om's chance came when a lamb strayed into a crevice. Om scared up a partridge, and the overjoyed shepherd found his sheep and set up a cairn of stones at the spot. As he lay down to sleep in the heat of the afternoon, Om spoke to him. 3 weeks later, the shepherd was stoned to death by the priests of Ur-Gilash, but they were too late. Om already had 100 believers, and the number was growing.
Lucky I had a mirror.
Shine it towards the desert. There. Oh, they're flashing back. 7 flashes. And 4.
I expect his lordship won't mind I had one. Now it's turned out so useful.
I don't think he thinks like that.
Oh. It'll be the Quisition for me then.
I'm sorry.
Sorry? Aren't you supposed to say that the Quisition is good for the soul?
Yes.
It's flat, you know. I've sailed out under the rim ocean. And I've seen the edge. I know what's down there.
The turtle moves.
Brother.
Listen, the captain just said something odd. He said that the world is flat and has an edge. I think he's one of those people that believes it's carried on the back of a giant turtle.
Yes, so what? I didn't make the world. It was here already.
But it's heresy to say that the world's flat.
Maybe, but it's true.
And it's really on the back of a giant turtle.
That's right.
So, what does the turtle stand on?
It doesn't stand on anything, it swims. That's what turtles are for.
I can't listen to this. Oh. I've got to report to Vorbis.
Next day, the ship rounded a headland, and the Bay of Ephebi lay before it with a city of white buildings. The Omnian embassy marched up from the harbour to the citadel.
They look like ordinary people.
Do they?
Brother Numrod said the Ephebians eat human flesh. He wouldn't tell lies.
Oh, wouldn't he?
What are those?
Statues.
Who are they?
The tubby one with the toga is Tuvalpit, god of wine. The broad with the hairdo is Astoria, goddess of love. The ugly one is Ofla, the crocodile god. He's Clachian, not a local boy.
You talk as though they were real.
They are.
There is no other god but you. You told Ossory that.
Well, you know, I exaggerated a bit. What's going on?
Everyone stopped for some reason. There's a naked old man running down the street. Excuse me, why have we stopped?
Philosophers have right of way in Ephebi.
What is a philosopher?
An inventor of fallacies. This cursed city attracts them like a dung heap attracts flies. Move on, Sergeant.
Yes, Lord. Move on!
Ephebi is famous for its philosophers.
What? Old men running around with no clothes on? They can't be much use.
Look up at the highest tower of the citadel.
It's got a big metal disc on it. Very shiny.
That's the reason Omnia doesn't have a fleet anymore. It's always worth having a few philosophers about the place. One minute it's all, is truth beauty, and is beauty truth? And the next it's, I say, putting a 30-foot parabolic reflector on a high place to shoot the rays of the sun at enemy ships would be a very interesting demonstration of optical principles. Kapow! Lots of ideas, philosophers.
Ephebi welcomes the Omnian delegation. At the entry to the labyrinth, the visitors must be blindfolded.
This is outrageous.
All must be blindfolded for the labyrinth.
Under protest.
You may remove the blindfolds when you are safely inside the citadel.
One, two, three. Forward 9 paces, left 1 pace, forward 19 paces, right 2 paces, up 3 steps. I wonder why they're bothering with these blindfolds. Forward 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, left.
You may remove your blindfolds. Welcome to the Citadel. Let me show you to your quarters.
Hey, there's a bowl of fruit and everything.
Mmm, delicious.
Come on, eat up quick.
Why?
Because we've got to go and find a philosopher.
Find a philosopher?
Someone who knows how to think. Someone who can help me stop being a tortoise.
But Vorbis might want me.
We're just going for a stroll.
But how do I find a philosopher?
Round here. Throw a brick, I should think.
The labyrinth of Ephebi is full of pitfalls and ingenious traps.
5 paces to the right, 2 paces left.
Hidden springs, razor knife blades, falling rocks.
3 steps down.
But all these are lost on Brother.
And 5 paces forward. There. Oh, lots of flowers in this city. Smells nice. But how are we going to find a philosopher?
I'm telling you! You listen! A finite intellect, right, cannot, by means of comparison, reach the absolute truth of things, because being by nature indivisible, truth excludes the concepts of more or less, so that nothing but truth itself can be the exact measure of truth. You bastard!
Says you!
Right!
Ah, philosophy.
I merely suggested, to indicate the nature of the paradox, that if Zeno the Ephebian said all Ephebians are liars...
See! He did it again!
No, listen! Then since Zeno is himself an Ephebian, this would mean that he himself is a liar, and therefore...
I'll kill him!
Excuse me. Are you philosophers?
That's right. We think, therefore we am.
We are.
We are, therefore we am.
The evidence of our existence is the fact of our existence. Is that what you're saying?
Shut up. And what can we do for you, young man?
Ask them about gods.
I want to find out about gods.
Gods? Mm. We don't bother with gods. Relics of an outmoded belief system. Except for Cubal, god of lightning. And Blind Io, the thunder god. And Flagellus, god of winds.
Oh, I see.
Good evening, young sir. What'll it be?
I'd like a drink of water, please.
Very good, sir. And perhaps a saucer of milk for the tortoise?
Oh, thank you.
That's very kind. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, we get all sorts in here. Stoics, cynics, Epicureans, epistemologists, peripatetics, all sorts.
Do any of them know much about gods? How they came to exist, that sort of thing?
Cosmic speculation. Ooh, not in here, mate. Start talking about where the gods exist, and the next moment there's a bolt of lightning through the roof with a note wrapped around it saying, yes, we do, and a pair of sandals with smoke coming out. I'll tell you what, though.
What?
You could try old Didactylos.
Where would I find him?
In the Citadel, next door to the library. You can't miss him. He's open for business most mornings.
Thank you. I think I'm a bit busy in the morning.
Gentlemen, the tyrant will see you now.
Brother.
Yes, Lord.
You will recall all that is said.
Yes, Lord.
Have you lost something?
No, Lord.
Do be seated, all of you.
I am Deacon Vorbis of the Quisition.
Yes, you torture people, don't you? Please take a seat. I'll have it finished in a minute.
Have what finished?
The peace treaty.
But that is what we are here to discuss.
No, that is what you are here to sign. Do make yourselves comfortable, meanwhile. Has your young assistant lost something?
Me? No. No, just looking around.
Library, library. Where's the wretched library?
Didactylos the Ephebian never achieved the respect of his fellow philosophers, but he it was who posed the famous conundrum. Yes, but what's it really all about then, when you get right down to it, I mean, really?
What's this? Didactylos and nephew, practical philosophers. No proposition too large. We can do your thinking for you.
Oi, uncle!
What?
A tortoise!
Where?
There! Shift yourself, you lazy bugger.
Oh, what?
There's good eating on them. Grab it.
There will be no more respite, Lord Vorbis. We will harass your shipping unless you sign. But it is nearing noon and the day is hot. Shall we meet again at sunset?
Our deliberations may take longer. I ask for time until tomorrow morning.
As you wish. In the meantime, the palace is at your disposal. When you require meals, just mention the fact to the nearest slave.
In Om, we have no word for slave.
Perhaps fish have no word for water. Good day, gentlemen.
Brother.
Lord.
You are a young man visiting a new place. No doubt there is much you wish to see.
There is?
You are my eyes and ears. Learn about this place and be back by sunset.
Yes, Lord. I thought I might have a look at the library.
Look everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
I've got another 40 obols, says I can't do it again.
Talking money, Zeno.
Yeah, and it's about to say goodbye.
Don't be daft. The creature's just doing some kind of mating dance.
Yes!
That's never a high parting use. It's all wiggly.
Oh, come on.
All right, double or nothing. It can't do a dodecagon.
You bet it couldn't do a septagon just now.
Worried, eh? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 sides! 10 sides! Ah! Told you it wasn't any good. Who heard of a tortoise doing geometry? I'll take that. Thank you. I'll give you satisfaction another day.
We're still 30 obols up, Master.
Pity you didn't know the difference between 10 and 12.
I do.
It does.
Oh, yeah. Damn thing just lost me 80 obols.
Tell the idiot I can get him odds of 3-1 tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you should be able to get odds of 3-1.
I thought there was something funny about this creature. Ern says, there's a tortoise, and I said, oh, there's lunch. And then he says, no, it's dragging its tail in the sand, doing geometry.
I'm looking for a philosopher, one that knows about gods.
Have you read Uncle's book?
What?
Master did a book. De Colonia Mobile.
Not really a book, more a scroll. Just a little thing I knocked off.
Does it say that the world is flat and goes through space on the back of a giant turtle?
Oh, have you read it? What do you want to know about gods?
how they start and how they grow and what happens to them afterwards.
Let's step into the library for a minute.
It's huge. It's also...
gods. You want to know about gods? Here's Zeno's reflections and old Aristocrates' platitudes and Ibid's bloody stupid discourses.
These are all books.
Oh, yes. Everyone writes them here. You can't stop the buggers.
In Omnia, there's only one book.
Here's Uncle's book. Ah. Nice title page. Nice pictures.
See? How can this be true? The world on the back of a turtle. Why does everyone tell me this? This can't be true.
Why deny the obvious?
Surely the world is a perfect sphere. And what's this?
Oh, that's a map.
Map of the world.
What's that?
It's a sort of picture that shows you where you are.
How does it know? But is all this true?
Could be, could be. We are here, and it is now. The way I see it, after that, everything tends towards guesswork.
You mean you don't know it's true?
I think it might be. I could be wrong.
But if you don't know...
You don't like it, do you?
No.
All this, all these different thoughts. You can't be sure, can you? I went to Omnia once, before I lost my sight. I saw a crowd stoning a man to death in a pit.
It has to be done. The state of the body...
Oh, I'm not talking about the poor sod in the pit. I'm talking about the people throwing the stones. They were sure, all right. They were sure it wasn't them in the pit. So glad it wasn't them that they were throwing just as hard as they could.
I've got Abraxas's On Religion.
You can borrow it if you want. He went out into the desert and talked to the small gods.
Thank you.
Stop walking up and down. I'm trying to read this scroll.
How can people talk like that? Acting as if they're glad they don't know things. Finding out more and more things they don't know. It's like children showing you their potty.
They find things out. Oh, this Abraxas was a thinker and no mistake. I didn't know some of this stuff. Do sit down! Thank you. Now listen to this. Do you know how gods get power?
By people believing in them. Millions of people believe in you.
They don't. Not anymore.
But
it happened before. Abraxas, you see, found the lost city of E. Very strange carvings, he says. Belief shifts.
I don't understand.
Let me put it another way. I'm your god, right?
Yes.
And you'll obey me?
Yes.
Take a rock and kill Vorbis.
What?
Go on, you heard me.
But he's... the Quisitions would...
See? You're more afraid of him than you are of me.
Oh.
Listen to Abraxas. Around the god, there forms a shell of prayers and ceremonies and buildings and priests and authority until at last the god dies. And this may not be noticed.
That can't be true.
I think it is.
But that means... the whole church?
Yes.
But you're not dead.
Next best thing. So, I've been thinking. I still exist. Still exists. All you'd have to do is to get people to understand. You can be the next prophet.
I can't. Everyone knows that Vorbis will be the next prophet.
But you'll be official.
No.
No? I am your god!
But I'm me. I'm not a prophet. I can't even read. No one will listen to me.
Well, I admit you're not the chosen one I would have chosen.
But what could I say?
Believe in the great god Om.
And then what?
What do you mean, but then what?
Brother?
Lord Vorbis.
You will accompany me on a little stroll. We will take the evening air.
Yes, Lord Vorbis.
You are enjoying your visit to Ephebian?
It's been interesting.
And what do you think of it?
They've got many gods, and they don't pay them much attention, and they search for ignorance.
And find it in abundance. Let us walk. Ephebian looks to the sea, whereas our own dear citadel looks towards the high desert. And what do we see there?
Flash of light. And again... on the desert slopes?
The light of truth. Let us go forth to meet it. You must know the way through the labyrinth.
Yes, Lord.
Let us enter it.
Yes, Lord.
Truth is like the light.
Yes, Lord. Stay close behind me.
There are some things which appear to be truth, which have all the hallmarks of truth, but are not the real truth.
Tread where I tread, Lord, not more than one step behind.
Things that are seen and heard and done by the flesh are mere shadows of a deeper reality.
If I step around a place on the floor, you step around it too.
I see a great future for you in the church. The time of the eighth prophet is coming.
Diagonally
a time
forward,
of great opportunity
right,
for those true in the service
paces,
of Om.
Left six paces.
When the great God is with
down
us,
three
who
steps.
Can stand against us?
We're through, Lord.
Well done. Do you know the way to the desert gate?
Yes, Lord Vorbis.
Lead on.
They guard their harbor, but the way to the desert. Everyone knows that no one can cross the desert. I am sure that you know that, brother.
I'm beginning to suspect that what I know is not the truth.
No army can cross the desert, but a small force could get part of the way and leave a cache of water, and do so several times. Many men would die, and it would have to be planned long, long in advance.
Here's the gate, Lord.
How many guards?
Two by day, but only one at night, I think.
Wait here. Brother, come.
Oh, I didn't hear you, Lord. Is there a watchman?
Not now. Help me with the bolts.
The gate opens with barely a creak, and the darkness pours in.
Gentlemen, I am pleased to say we can now dispense with your peace treaty. Why prattle of peace when there is no more war? Ephebi is now a diocese of Omnia.
In the second episode of Small Gods by Terry Pratchett, dramatised for radio by Robin Brooks, Carl Prekop was Brother, Alex Jennings, Vorbis, and Patrick Barlow, Om. The narrator was Anton Lesser. Sergeant Akhtar, Philip Fox. Zeno, Sean Barrett. Didactylos, Gerard McDermott. And Ern, John Cummings. Small Gods was produced by Claire Grove and directed by Gordon House.